Tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
We are going to break that glass for an FCC-friendly topic. God dang it.
No, you're not.
Yep, we've been saying it for 3 weeks, and we're doing it.
I understand, yeah.
And then the Impressionist Workshop, which is a competition of sorts. Not of sorts, it is. It's a competition for the best impression of the day. And this comes to light because Kermit the Frog is celebrated. What was his birthday then?
50.
That old?
Yeah, 50. Yeah, I was surprised, too. I didn't know it was 50. I didn't think it was that old.
Well, he didn't have Kermit the Frog when I was a kid.
No, I didn't have when I was a kid.
So then he can't be 50.
Well, but that's, you know, maybe it's mass hysteria.
Nonetheless, everybody does Kermit the Frog. Until then,
bad.
I didn't even know I could do it. That's the first time I've ever tried it.
Right.
Grunter always does it. He does it around the house.
Yeah. Oh, his Kermit is great.
Yeah.
His Kermit is gangbusters.
And he uses other things for puppets that you wouldn't even imagine.
Oh, really?
Kermit, my
God. No kidding. Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
So everybody does Kermit, but who do you do? Who do you do?
Time to call in Kermit for the heavy work.
Now, you do Pat O'Day, and that's very irritating because most people don't like that voice. When you talk like, you know, I don't know how he talks, but... And I used to play with a couple of impressions. I was always bad. You know, I did stand up for about 2 years. I stunk. I was really putrid.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Did I ever show you the ad?
I agree.
Did I ever show you the ad for my stand-up act in Denver?
No, but
I'll bring it in.
I'd love to hear the stand-up.
Oh,
I'd love to hear the routine.
I have a cassette of it.
Bring it in. Will you do that?
Oh, no.
Or would you be too humiliating?
Oh, it would be beyond humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took me probably 15 years to even say that I did it.
Yeah.
Then one day I had some friends over. My mother said, did you? And she got out a scrapbook. Did you ever know Robin when she was doing stand-up? And I
really?
Was just
did you
humiliated.
Feel that you had to do that to be competitive somehow?
I made the national football Super Bowl deal. Halftime show.
In the locker room?
Mm-mm.
With the team?
Because throwing bricks through TVs at Howard Cosell. That was mine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It was all yours. Oh, that's what you thought of?
Well, I was really quite something. Anyway.
Honest to God.
I was really good. Oh, God. Anyway, I do a couple of things, but they're not really very good, you know? But there are some people that you meet that are fantastic impersonators. My friend, Mrs.
Mrs. Charles of Lyford's wife.
Charles of Lyford can do something, I don't even know what it is. It's called a tribble. Or something from Star Trek?
Yeah.
And it's a little fuzzy animal.
Mm-hmm.
She makes it from way deep in her throat.
She does a lot of work down there.
But, incredible.
Yes.
But true.
And I don't know who else you do. Who else do you do?
I don't do
you
impersonations.
I got to tell you this. No, you do. You do a monkey that is just absolutely par excellence. Your monkey is good. Yeah. Your race car is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And Nick, is he out there?
Yeah.
Nicky.
Yeah.
Do you do impersonations?
No.
You don't do anybody?
No.
One guy.
He just says one guy, the guy that fixes the toaster. Right?
I do Emmett the Fix-It Guy.
Emmett. You're Emmett the Fix-It Guy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely uncanny.
It is. It's
whenever
good.
You do that, I'm back in Mayberry. Hey, by the way, Nick, I'm wondering if you could fix my Vox Pro for me.
Sure.
You could fix anything if you want?
Can
you fix it right now, or are you busy?
I probably wouldn't do it, because I'm doing something out there.
What are you doing?
What are you working on?
Fixing a toaster.
Yeah?
Right now,
see
yeah.
what I mean? It's uncanny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So who else it's do you on. Do?
What?
Everybody does tuba, man.
Not like me.
That's true.
Okay, you do tuba, man.
Yeah.
What else does Gruntner do? Gruntner can do...
Yeah, Gruntner is
you can do
master.
Bob Rondo, can't... Isn't that his name? You know...
No.
You know who I heard?
Bob Robertson.
Oh, you know
Cougar.
What? I heard that guy for the first time when I was in Portland a couple of weeks ago. There aren't words for how bad that man is.
What do you mean? He's hailed as one of the great play-by-play guys
there
of all time.
There are not words. And when I said that... I said, that man is putrid. And the guy that was with him,
yeah.
the former coach.
Ooh, that's Walden. That's Jim Walden.
Oh, Jesus. It was like going to an idiot festival. And I'm standing in the kitchen and Kooten and Gretner have got this football game blasting on the radio.
What, you don't like Jim Walden?
Well,
I know the Cougars won that game. They just won that game. They won that game. I mean, they didn't win it because the other team, Oregon State, had 11 more points, but the Cougars did win that game. Other than if you don't look at the score, the Cougars won that game.
Jesus. And so, yeah,
right,
it was
Bob?
Just, it was totally...
Hell, Jim, you're an idiot.
Hey, are you back there? He's down the hall about, 100 feet. Is he back there? Gretner?
He's not back there.
Oh, well, Jesus. Okay, so well, yeah, he's back there.
Yeah, I'm back here. I'm doing
that Bob Robertson guy. Remember when we were in Portland and I said, I've never heard a worse broadcaster? And you guys were saying, he's fabulous. How dare you?
Don't say that. Fantastic. You'll send Cougars into shock. They don't know.
Maynard just did Walden. Do Bob Robertson. We're talking about the Impressionist Workshop. No, no, you're hitting the wrong button, you dork. You're broadcasting
you're
in the hall.
Sending it into the other room. Send it down here.
Come on.
Oh, you want it piped directly into your studio.
That's right.
Well, the Cougars just gave up a 31-point lead, and there's a stretch for the Washington State Cougars to lose a game after they led by 31 points.
Well, I don't think they did lose that game, Bob.
More points on the board than the other team, then they'll be all right.
Anyway. My estimation, the Cougars did win that game. You'll read about it. They didn't in the sports page.
Okay, so anyway, everybody does somebody is my take. And nobody is too bad to be on the show. look who you're dealing with.
Demonstrated that, right?
Okay, look what you got here.
What?
So, why don't you come up? So anyway.
What the hell is that?
What?
What the hell? God. What the hell is that?
I'm
a angel.
Will someone tell me what the hell that is?
I don't know. It's really scary.
You don't know
it's
what that
really,
is?
Really scary.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows who that is.
It is frightening. Do it again.
Don't do that. No.
Why do you gotta put your arm up on your head and move your body like that?
Don't do that. No.
Maynard can't look. Watch this, Maynard.
No.
We have a legal motion penalty on Ms. Erickson.
God.
Maynard, I won a high school. I won a high school drama contest.
Betty Davis.
God, what is that?
I won a drama competition doing
who
that.
Who are you supposed to be?
Yeah, who was in the competition? The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Who were you competing against?
I'll take your blues. Stomp. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me is not the question.
You don't know who that is.
No. Who?
It's Mae West.
You dork. It's Mae
you
West.
You don't know Mae West.
I know who Mae West is. I don't. I've never seen her act like that.
Oh, maybe you should do a W.C. Fields.
That's Mae West after she contracted it.
What? Contracted what? What? What are you saying?
Mae West after she's had a few cocktails.
No. Listen, anyway.
Maynard
just makes him insane.
Next time you're making a street bust, why don't you roll your window down and give him a little Mae West? I'll be calling the cops.
Oh, come here. What's a flat foot when a girl needs one?
Oh, my God. I'm done. I'm leaving. That was ridiculous.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. You should be embarrassed for doing that.
Bring in the stand-up. Forget that. Bring the stand-up
in. That was part of the stand-up, you jackass. Anyway, tomorrow...
That was a part of your routine?
Yeah.
Oh, I want my money back.
Yeah, I can't see why you don't make
it. A 2-drink minimum. How about a 12-drink minimum?
So anyway. Okay. Tomorrow's the Impressionist Workshop. $250. We're going to give away $250 to the best impersonator.
Where'd you get that idea?
I just pulled it out.
Where'd you come with $250?
$250. I got some money.
Boy, you really worked yourself up there, didn't you? You're out of breath doing one impersonation.
I was just laughing so hard that I'm... Because you were so repelled just by me doing this. Oh, Christ. Okay, coming up next. Oh,
that's my gut hurt.
All right, Richard Lee. We need a contestant for foreign food or foreign dude. And today's prerequisite is that you can speak a foreign language.
Mm-hmm. What's your recovery rate? How long do you think it'll take you to get back?
I literally feel like I'm going to wet my pants. That's how hard I was laughing, because Maynard gets so disgusted that he looks away and he can't look. Did you notice he can't look at me at all?
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, don't wet them, because that would just be too much.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Oh.
Oh, I've just wet my pants. Well, baby.
What is going on here?
What's going on?
The Robin and Maynard Show.
All right, we have to pick a contestant before we just jump right into the game. As I mentioned on the phone, 888-647, I'd like somebody who is fluent in at least another language. And that would be you, you say, Bruce. Good morning.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Nani o
sukutemashita ka? Ohayou gozaimasu. Japanese, eh?
Hai.
That's pretty good.
Robin-san no kanajo wa kirei desu yo.
To.
Could be you. Hang on a second. I don't like that. That's very sexy. Even though... Yes, Clyde.
Hello.
Yes.
Japanese is not sexy.
No, it can be. If it's a big blockbuster, yeah, sure. Clyde, what do you speak?
I speak many different languages. Domi origato.
Mr. Roboto?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, Nick.
Can you fix
hang
a
it
toaster?
Pardon me?
I'll bet you can. I'll bet you can fix a toaster.
I wonder, you know, I've got a mic cable that's busted in here. Could you fix that for me?
Shut up.
John Maynard war unser Steuermann.
Hey, son.
What happened to your Japanese guy?
He's still there. I'm looking for customers here. I want somebody that speaks a language. And
well, Bruce speaks Japanese.
This guy speaks Swedish. Jag älskar dig.
Hey. Jag pratar svenska, men inte så bra yet.
Wow.
Cool. That's kind of dorky, isn't it? Swedish is the dorky language, isn't it?
It's a little choppy.
It is.
You think it sounds tough, Wilbert?
Yeah, it reminds me of Vikings.
Oh, he likes Vikings. Wilbert likes Vikings, everyone.
That's scary.
Hang on, Steve. Yes, go ahead, Brian.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
What?
I speak Japanese.
You do?
Yoroshiku. More desu.
Let's see. I'm going to hook you up to this other guy. You can have a Japanese off. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he's fluent. I'm not.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Bruce-san. Ohayou gozaimasu. Genki ka?
Genki desu. Anata wa nani wo sukutemashita ka desu no yo?
Chotto wakarimasen.
Hai. Wakarimasen. Kami wa no Japanese wa no shikere chotto matte ke ne. Not the right answer.
Well then I'm eliminating him. Hang on the line, Bruce. So let's see how this works out. Yes, Julie, go ahead. What do you speak? I just start speaking it.
I speak
Igpe
Atenli.
You speak
Igpe
Atenli. Oh, well, you speak Pig Lot?
Ime Ute.
Ili Ray.
All right.
Entered me. We astound Hamie Ime? Oh, dang it.
You blew it.
I did.
Bruce, when we come back from
this... Erect AK.
What? All right, Bruce, when we come back, I don't know, it's going to be you're up, and we'll put you on foreign food or foreign dude. You will be allowed 20 for each correct answer. Incorrect, finne. All right?
All right.
All right, hang on. Oh, say hang on in Japanese.
Chotto minte desu.
Yeah, right. Okay, like I believe that guy. It sounds good. We'll be back.
Sailing, baby! This place rocks!
At Millennium Ford's Get Out of Town sales event, they'll hook you up with a great deal on the car or truck you want.
The Robin and Maynard Show.
All right. Here we go. Bruce,
you got a guy
get ready.
Speak Japanese. Please phrase your answers in Japanese, my friend.
And we'll what is, now yes would be what?
Hai.
Okay, foreign food, how would you say that?
Yori wa, foreign yori. Yori is food.
Yori?
Yori.
Okay, and then what would dude be?
dude. Dudu.
Dudu?
I don't think there's a word for dude.
No, that would be foreign food after it's eaten.
Okay. Foreign food. So you're going to have to say food or dude. Are you ready, Bruce?
I'm ready.
Good luck to you.
Foreign food. Or foreign dude.
John, music, please.
Sure.
Music, please. That's very, very foreign. Jime Wang Chuck. Jime Wang Chuck. Foreign food or foreign dude?
Dude.
Do you know who it is?
Jime Wang Chuck. He's the pitcher for the Yankees.
No. But you are correct. There's 20 for you. He's the former king of Bhutan. Would you care to go on, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'll go on.
Café à serre.
Café à serre?
Café à serre. Food or...
Spell K-I-F-I-R?
Not giving you spelling.
We don't food. Spell it. We pronounce it.
Food.
He is the one in Wendy's who suckled Courtney's right one.
You have lost...
Café à serre is his name.
You have lost the $20.
So now I'm playing for my own money?
I don't know. You're through.
You're done.
You're
I'm
done.
Going to somebody else. 421-1007.
You owe us 20, Chester.
I was saving that for a lap dance.
421-888-647-1. Oh, he thought he was so clever.
He's saving up for the dance.
I'm
one
sorry.
More day and that's it, right?
That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
Is that it? Really?
Yeah. You better get over there this morning.
Foreign food or foreign dude? Where'd you come with that one, Maynard?
Café à serre is, you know, with everything, it's Courtney Love's deal, and she was on Letterman, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what she did on David Letterman? She was had her boobies bouncing around, and, mm-hmm. you know, Letterman was flipped out. And then she went over to Wendy's, and that was the dude, Café à serre.
All right. You know what? I like you so much, Bruce, and I hung up on everybody else. That was calling.
That's the game? Two names?
No, well, he would be off the show.
Well, he's still on. You can't get him. You can't dump him.
I'm even now, right? We should play the negative.
Because my lines are jammed up. I go to the other lines and it's like... You want to try again?
Yeah, let me give you my credit card number and we can play. If I go into the negative, I'll owe you the 20.
I'll throw your ass out of here.
Credit or debit?
Credit.
You know what? You better take some more calls and get these suckers lined up because this guy's going to tow it. 421-888. What is the number? What is it?
I don't know. Who do you want him to call?
Thank you. Why? I spaced out. All right, let's go here. Sung Young Moon.
That's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign dude or foreign food? Do you have one, John? Or would you like me to continue?
Richard Cheese.
Oh, that ain't foreign. Ineligible.
Vanilla Ice.
God dang it, Maynard.
That's another dude.
No. Cornelio... Arasto.
Oh.
Cornelio Arasto.
That's a dude.
Well, you're off the show, and you know...
Why?
Because it's an Italian roast rabbit.
Well, not the way you pronounce
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Screw you. I win.
Yeah.
Out.
Get your own stinking radio station.
There you go. Okay. Who do we have on the line with us now? What is your name, Sir Nate?
Yep.
All right, Nate.
Hola.
Hola.
Can you holla hola?
Hola.
Petit pois.
I have to say food.
You would say food, you would be correct. Sure, wish I had a friend with a bell around these ear parts.
Mm. Nobody's
sure
had
would
a,
like to have a friend with a bell.
Nobody's had involved yet.
Okay. Foreign food, foreign dude. Ayatollah Khomeini.
Foreign food.
What? The hell?
How old are you? About 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, that dude used to run Iran, and he was in his coffin, and they were carrying him through the city, and they dumped him out accidentally.
Off of a mule cart.
Yeah. Well, that was, it was guys holding them over their heads.
He rolled in the street from the wagon of meat.
Yeah. And weirdly enough, we fell. He was almost like right in front of an Iranian pharmacy, and he sat up and said, "You got anything to stop this coughing?"
You like that kid? That's a 20-year-old kid, how he likes that.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Kills him every... Yeah. That is like a boom. That's like right in the pocket every time.
You don't get that from 50 Cent.
Rob, good morning and good luck. What, are you going to sit there?
Hello?
Yeah, Rob.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. It was a bunch of static.
Foreign food or foreign dude?
It's not static, that's our regular program.
Yeah. Ni hao, Robin.
Me how what?
That's just how to say hello in Chinese. I'm taking Chinese class.
Oh, cool. Why do you take Chinese?
I've just started. I'm taking it, we're trying to do some business in Asia.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, I suppose. Well, then this will be perfect for you.
Wait till you hear your prize bell, my friend, my Chinese multilingual friend.
Nuoc mom. Foreign food or foreign dude? Good luck.
Foreign dude.
No.
Oh, honorable contestant win prize.
No, he does not win prize, you stink bomb. It's a stinking Vietnamese fish sauce.
Oh, stand corrected.
Okay, then adios.
Adios. Carl.
Yep.
You hot one, you. Kim Jong-il.
I'm going to have to say food.
You're saying food on that one.
Don't.
Ouch.
I can't play this game with these people.
It's pint-sized, but it's not food.
Hey, Nick, do I have that in my morning show?
Nick's not here.
Where'd he go?
He's fixing a toaster.
You're kidding me.
No, he works on him constantly.
Where's my song, my Kim Jong-il song? Oh, he hates it anyway. Oh, well, goodbye.
I like it. Play it.
I want to play it, but I can't find it. Where's my Soronri at?
Here's a question for you.
What is it?
How many does it take to find a Kim Il-jong song?
Where is it?
Let's find out. Here's a third person that can help. Let's see what Marissa can do.
Kim Jong-il is, is of course...
He's the pint-sized North Korean dictator that has one aimed right at the Alaska Way Viaduct.
Oh, man, he is ready to take you out. I'm serious with you. Where is it, Marissa?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Yeah, he can get one.
Here's one. Why don't you answer me once in a while?
He can launch one, probably would just about reach Snoqualmie Falls Lodge.
Hmm. That's a drag. I wanted to play that song. Soronri, Sadri Arone.
Soronri, Soronri and Sadri Arone. There's no one, just me only, sitting on my riddle throne.
That's it?
Here, we got the long version.
Okay, I want the long version. I love this song.
Wait.
This is the 12-inch.
Okay, I found it, but you got to give me 2 seconds to get it up.
Sure, you take all the time you need.
2 seconds.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sadly alone. There's no one, just me only, sitting on my rental throne. But nobody listens, no one understands. Seems right, no one takes me seriously. And so I'm a Ronery. A little Ronery.
I want to couple this up with Baby Mama for a twin spin.
Clever, most physically fit, but nobody else seems to realize it. When I change the world, maybe they'll notice me. And until then, I'll just be Ronery.
That was wonderful.
No, it's not over yet.
Yeah, Little Ronery. Pour it on me.
It's not over yet.
It's over for me.
I'm so
wrong.
Now on with a countdown.
Have you got this album yet, Ben Lee?
No.
Good. I went on a buying bender. You know, occasionally I do like 3 times a year I do a music buying bender.
Yeah.
Where I just break the bank,
mm-hmm.
just load up a whole cart full of crap and then take it home. It was one of those weekends because normally when I, you know, you leave the station house, you don't want to hear noise. You sit with headphones on for 4 hours, you don't want to hear a damn thing when
you
leave.
Especially after listening to this show.
Yeah. So normally I don't listen to music a lot at home, you know, unless it's late in the evening or something. And this weekend was just power packed. It was just, oh, deafening. But I like that. Ben Lee.
Give me some Ben Lee. Let's hear it.
I don't have any. That's all I had.
Well, let's hear it. I want to hear your Ben Lee.
Can I have it? I don't have it. It's
Ben Lee music.
I do not have Ben Lee. Maynard, it's time for you to extricate something from the nose of news.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we have, let's see, we have a new news intro here.
Well, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, the hell you say. Oh, I'd love to hear it.
And now, news boogers.
Oh,
from
God.
A man with a nose for news.
Maynard.
Here's John Maynard.
Something like that.
Please don't say that word. I really don't like that
word.
We'll
have the big guy cut that tomorrow.
God, I hope you don't.
That was penned by Marissa, came up with that. See?
She's a foul little beast.
She really is.
She
is making it huge, Marissa. Big time.
That's great right there.
No, it is not great right there.
It's fantastic.
You know, earlier this morning we played Fantasia because she has a new song called Baby Mama. And the song, it's salutes teenagers who have kids. You know, 14, 15-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. Because of the struggle that they go through. And in the song, she is saying it's a badge of, what is she calling it? The
badge of honor.
Badge of honor. If you're a baby, with a baby.
No, no. Yeah, right. But she also, somehow or another, set up the baby mama hotline. And the gals you'll hear in the song have called to shout out to their babies.
Well, maybe she may have called her friends and said, call me back and leave a message.
Shaquanda and Renee.
I'm going to make a song about it.
I think it's Shaquanda.
And so this is the song, The Badge of Honor for the Unwed Mothers.
My name is Renee and I'm a baby mama.
Time we had our own song. Don't know what took so long. Cause nowadays it's like a badge of honor to be a baby mama.
Whoa.
I see you paying ya. I see you working ya. I see you going to school. And girl, I know it's hard. And even though you're fed up with making beds up, girl, keep your head up on my feet.
You want a salute song, give it to baby mama's mama who's taking care of baby mama and the baby.
A grandma mama?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the one that needs a big shout
there
out.
There you go. There's the flip side.
Yeah. Okay, that just does not work. It does
morning.
Not work. And baby mama is just, there's something inherently wrong with that title.
I'm going to dance to this song at my wedding.
Are you?
Love baby mama.
You too. You don't hear a lot of songs that include words like daycare.
Just replace Color My World as the top prom song.
Baby mama.
Her clip, they asked her why she couldn't, read or write, and her clip was the greatest.
Why?
You want to hear it?
Well, sure.
Forget that. I can sing. I'm not into education. I'm just going to sing.
Mm-hmm. Well, baby mama, you've really done it now.
Forget that.
You know, when she was on American Idol, they'd give her the lyric sheets, the libretto, and she couldn't read them. So she'd go home and listen to the record, remember the words, and come out and sing it.
How about that?
Yeah. She can't do math. She can't read. She's illiterate. Now, I know she went through at least the ninth grade.
Yeah, how old's your kid?
11? Is the kid 11 now? I think 11.
30? Just anything other than what it is, right?
Give me that clip again.
Just
what did she
a number
say? She
other
said,
than
forget
what it is.
Education, I'll just sing?
Forget that, I can sing. I'm not into education, I'm just going to sing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus, how do you... I don't want to get behind the wheel of a car with her. What if it says slow down, you know? What if she just slam on the gas? Stop.
You just take a wild shot at it.
You know, the hell?
She's learning to read now, I think.
Yeah, I think she is. She's trying to...
Right.
I'm sorry, the daughter is 4. And her daughter is 4 years old because she said her goal is to be able to learn to read a book to her.
And how old is... What's her name?
Fantasia. Baby mama?
Yeah, how old is she?
She's got to be like 23-something. 21. I don't know. Who knows? Huh. All right, what else you got in your
news? Well, 19's not unreasonable. You know, start a family.
Look, at when we were born, our mothers were all 19.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Joyce was like 20, you know.
Mm-hmm. So this song is a shout-out for your mother.
Well, to me, I mean, it always falls when it's a real young kid or a young girl. It always falls to her mother to raise both the her daughter and then the grandkid. And speaking of marrying your baby mama, coincidentally, the 29th, last Thursday, was, quote, Marry Your Baby Daddy Day. Marianne Reed, who wrote a book called Marry Your Baby Daddy, is the one who came up with this holiday. And she did it because she says there are too many single-parent homes in the black community, and she wants to break that cycle. So 10 couples got group married at a church in Brooklyn, and they had all of their children up on the altar with them, and then afterwards they all jumped over the broom. So it is an interesting concept that one might actually...
They jumped over the what?
The broom.
They jumped over the broom?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Jumping the broom?
Yeah.
Come on! You ever watch Kizzy and Chicken George? All those guys? That's what you do.
Sorry, I miss Kizzy.
No, ceremonially in the black culture.
Yeah.
After you were married, you jumped over a broomstick.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
What does that signify?
Somebody from the African community can tell us that. What does the jump in the broom deal mean? Where did that come from? I like it. I've seen brooms that when I've been to weddings of friends and stuff, that when they jump the brooms are all done up really cool and fancy and stuff. I love that business. Love that broom stuff. And then you've got a fine household product afterwards. On with the news.
We interrupt this program to bring you a bulletin from the Mutual Newsroom.
Bad man escapes deputies by sicking his pet pig on the cops, and it was a 200-pounder named Kate. And they came to his house to evict him, and he turned his pet pig on them. I guess they can get nasty.
That's scary. That happened to me once.
Well, because you work around, you have some pigs up on your place, right?
No, but my neighbor had giant pigs.
How big? How much did they weigh?
They probably were 200 pounds each.
Yeah, well, this was a couple of hundred pounder. It was named Kate. And that snarling pink thing with the curly-cued tail came after these deputies and then started chewing on their patrol car.
They'll eat your whole
pork.
Body.
They will eat. That's what I've heard, that you could go out. You know, the old phrase is, you know, he's like, where's Al? Well, he went to... And the hogs ate him, right? I don't know where that phrase... Yeah,
see, you've got it wrong. Phrase. The phrase is... It was not...
He went to...
No, the hogs ate him. No,
and then somebody said, no, a pig will eat everything. They said sometimes even the shoes.
Well,
like if
sweetie,
you're a kid and you fall in the pig pen, the pig will eat everything except the rubber soles of the tennis shoes.
Now, John, you remember the pig farmer in Vancouver that had all the prostitutes and threw them in the pig pens.
Yeah.
They just eat you. You don't watch Deadwood, but that's how they eliminate people, is they throw them in the Chinese guy's pig pen.
Yeah.
And they'll snarf on you. I'll tell you what. I've hit one in the head between the eyes with a hammer before.
Why would you do that?
Because it was coming
doesn't
at me.
Save
when it was,
them.
Does... I was trying
really?
To feed.
What do you know about it, Marissa?
They're scaring. You can't do anything to escape
but
run. I
was a sow. You are trying to feed one time, and they just come in, and they'll start snarp, just grabbing for you. And wham, right between the eyes.
You
the
carry
hammer.
A hammer into the pig pen?
Oh, God, yes. Or a 2x4. Oh, they will come at you.
But Marissa said it doesn't do any good.
Yeah, it does. It stuns them, pushes them back.
We used to throw rocks at them because they'd get out of my neighbor's pen and they'd come up to our driveway and they wouldn't let us in the house. And so we'd have to huck rocks and run around and try to get around them.
Really? We're talking this morning to people who throw rocks at pigs.
Well, why not?
Our contestant is our own producer.
Say, Trent wanted to be on the line. You know about the tradition we were talking about of jumping the broom.
Oh, hey, how you doing there? Okay, well, the tradition was that, you know, way back in the day, slaves weren't allowed to marry or have any kind of family, so, you know, they'll get together and they'll jump the broom together, and, you know, the slave masters wouldn't know what the hell they're doing, but, you know, all their little community would know, hey, they just got married, they jumped the broom. And so that's where that...
You know, and what's... I mean, you think about that. I don't really want to get into it. It's too heavy, but, I mean, I think about that when you have your marriage ceremony and nobody could know, and then they'd make you go off and breed with somebody else. What a chunk of crap. I did.
No, he didn't. No, Kurt, Trent. Sorry, Trent.
Yeah.
You didn't say why. What does it symbolize?
Well, it symbolizes that you're married. Yeah, I mean, they could not walk down an aisle or anything, and you know, and throw flowers at each other. So, you know, everybody would get together. They would jump the broom.
Yeah, but who came up with that idea? Why?
I don't know why. I mean, I'm just telling you what it originated from.
All right.
But thank you, guys.
Thank you, Trent. Good rock solid info.
Seems like an okay guy. I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no beef with Trent.
Hey, did you hear about Sony pulling the Passion of the PlayStation ad? Had you seen that thing? They had Jesus, and instead of a crown of thorns, he had the crown was filled with geometric shapes that make up the PlayStation logo.
Yeah.
10 years of passion. That was their slogan. And, boy, the Christians went berserko on them. Sony pulled the ad, and they said, well, the spirit of the thing was misunderstood. But, you know, Christ didn't wear a PlayStation logo around his
head. I don't get it. Here's Jesus for PlayStation?
Yeah. Instead of a crown of thorns, they had Jesus with PlayStation logos, like a wreath around his head.
Yeah.
Well, and he said it was a passion for PlayStation.
Well, you can't use Jesus to promote a product, a retail product.
I know. I mean,
what's next, the Auric?
Yeah. Jesus with the Auric?
Jesus, I've made a vacuum so heavy I can't even lift it myself. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, mine's 8 pounds.
And yeah, Jesus for wine companies, etc. You know, it could go on.
I know.
And so they were forced to pull the ads. Boeing, somehow or another, an ad got through for their helicopter company that had them American troops... Repelling out of one of their choppers, their Ospreys, onto the roof of a mosque. And that got everybody PO'd, too.
Well.
So. God, I'm hot. Oh, my God. Oh. So.
Listen, let me go. If you untie my foot and legs, then I can walk away, and I'll come back later. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah. All right, very good. Yeah. Time for Tubby Bye-Bye.
Oh, God, is it time for Tubby Bye-Bye? Jeez. Well,
I'm in absolute.
You
lather.
Are absolutely manic. Yeah, you are. I wonder what tomorrow will bring. I mean, there's got to be a reverse side to this, right?
No, I'm on a roll.
All right.
I'm just sweating like a whore in church.
Remember, coming up sometime this week, something huge on the show. I mean, big.
It's so big.
Big.
It is so big that you won't believe it.
Yeah.
This town's never... nothing. Never
Marissa,
seen it.
My pig pelter. Nick.
Yeah.
Wilbert.
Yeah.
Robert.
Manured.
So long, suckers.
Yep, see
ya. Testing 1, 2, 3. Piano playing B, B flat, F sharp, C is the last 4 notes of the piece. The last note is a long note.
Okay, let's rumble.
Okay. Hello! This is Richard Peterson with a short sign off. And the music should not stop. If the music stops, I might blow.
You might blow an O-ring?
An O-ring. And the piano will be playing the final 4 notes. That's a nice long piano note. But, ah!